While the mayor and her critics argue over how serious she is about police misconduct, law enforcement leaders are hoping to change their image. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden brings us this report about the makeover.
Classroom 214 at Arundel Elementary in Cherry Hill has a lot of books. Bins of books by Dr. Seuss, books about dinosaurs, books about African American history and culture. Students come to this room for one-on-one tutoring sessions to help with their reading. The sessions are arranged through Reading Partners, a local nonprofit that recruits hundreds of volunteers, many of them city employees, to give up an hour or two every week in schools throughout the city. In Baltimore, where 4 out of 5 fourth graders from low-income families read below their grade level, there's a lot of work to do, and that means they need more volunteers. On this day, the team from Reading Partners is getting ready to train a new tutor.
And as I watch these young faces come in, I can't wait to sit down and start reading with them. But
That's Police Commissioner Anthony Batts.
I'm pushing to have the largest department participation in the city as a whole. So
he's working out the details to bring as many police officers as he can recruit into this program. He wants them sitting down with the kids face to face as a reading tutor.
Not only do we help the kids, but on the opposite side, it helps these police officers to connect with the young people of our community, too. So they don't see them as some kid walking up the street. They see them as Trayvon.
Batts and the people at Reading Partners agree to arrange it so police officers will tutor kids in the district they're patrolling.
Yeah, so we can really partner you strategically with schools that are right near the district so they can get to know their students. That would be great.
Deal.
This is part of what Batts and others call 21st century policing. He testified on that topic a few weeks ago before a White House policing task force. Batts talked about acknowledging the problems, about police tackling racism, showing empathy. He wants his officers sitting with folks on their stoops. He said he tells his officers to get to know grandma. He recognized that it's not what they're used to hearing.
I had one command officer tell me, when he came on a number of years ago, what the department did was stop every African-American male and search through his pockets.
Batts says they've ended stop-and-frisk policies, but
we have no trust within our community as a whole.
Of course, this is not news to many in the city. Lena Empadu has been a professor of African-American literature at Towson University for 38 years. She says her son is one of many African-American young men who have felt the sting of racial profiling. And she says a city police officer knocked on her door once looking for the neighbor's son. She says she told him he wasn't there, but the officer didn't believe her.
They interact with us based on assumptions and stereotypes. And so, you know, so it was nothing for him to tell me, you know, that I was lying and I was covering up.
She says she was offended and filed a complaint, but it was taken lightly. The message she took away from the incident:
they're the one with the authority, and so you have to be afraid of them and kind of tiptoe around them.
There are 2,800 Baltimore City police officers. 39% are African American. And Padu says even the African American officers are prone to stereotyping young black men. She hears about it in her classes often. It's part of the culture, part of the power dynamic, she says. But Batts insists he's going to turn his critics into allies and rebuild community relationships. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting from Baltimore for 88.1 WYPR.